You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. And it's kind of cloudy today, actually. Not as sunny and warm as it was last weekend, but it is warming up. We'll have some clear, sunny skies on Sunday, and then it starts to get really hot early next week. But that's about all we're going to say about the forecast today. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And today is our five-year chat-iversary, Cliff.
Amazing. Seems like yesterday.
You've been on our air for nearly 7 years, actually, but it's been 5 years since I took over the segment, and we've done almost 260 of these conversations. How do you like that?
I can't believe it.
So to celebrate, we're going to do things a little bit differently today. We thought it would be fun to pull back the curtain on the show and talk a little bit about what we're aiming to do here and why. First, I want to say I really appreciate how good you are at explaining the weather to regular people in layman's terms. Talk a little bit about why you have made that a priority in your career.
Well, for me, it really began with my interactions with Carl Sagan.
The great astronomer who talked about billions and billions of stars, right?
That's right. I spent a lot of time with him, and he told me that scientists needed to talk directly to the public. We couldn't trust the media and other folks to do the communication for us. We knew the science, we knew the details. The trick was to do it in a way that was accessible to the general public. And so he was the master at it. I learned a tremendous amount from him. But after I got here to the University of Washington, first as a graduate student and then a faculty member, I try to do the same thing. Use various approaches to communicate about my field and to try to give people insights that were just not so easy to get from a short article in a newspaper or whatever.
So what are some of the most important complex concepts that you want the public to understand about meteorology, your field?
Well, there's things here in the Northwest I really try to communicate about the marvelous diversity of weather we have here in the region, how the mountains and the water make the weather change radically in only a few miles. So I'm very excited about that. So that's important. I try to communicate the issues about weather forecasting. You know, what is this technology? How do we do it? How good is it? What are the uncertainties? That's been an important thing to communicate. And then finally, I've spent a lot of time trying to communicate about climate change, about the serious aspects of it, but also trying to clarify where I think there's been hype and exaggeration.
You are a big fan of technology, and especially technology that aids meteorology. So what are some of those technologies, real quick, that are important and have changed a lot just in the space of your career?
Well, the number one technology is numerical weather prediction, using computers to simulate and forecast the atmosphere. And that's all scaled by how much computer power there is available. And that has changed enormously. So the computers that we use for forecasting today are probably 10 million times faster than they were 40 years ago. And that has enabled us to run much more sophisticated forecast models with much higher resolution, much more physics, and do a much, much better job. The other technology that's probably key would be satellite meteorology. You know, if we go back to 1960, we did not know, meteorologists did not know what was happening over much of the planet. We had observations over land, but very, very little over the oceans. Here in Seattle, our forecasts were poor because we didn't know what was going on just a few hundred miles to the west. Well, that's completely changed. We have a whole constellation of weather satellites up there right now that tells us with excruciating detail exactly what is happening over the entire planet.
Are there pitfalls to any of these? Or things that worry you about what you just said?
I don't think there are any pitfalls for this capability. I think mankind can help protect itself both from severe weather and to some degree from climate change by being able to forecast better what's happening in the future. We have extreme weather today, and we can forecast that so well that we can protect most people. And in the future, if the weather becomes more extreme due to global warming, the first line of defense will be our ability to forecast accurately what's going to happen in the hours and days ahead of time.
As long as people trust scientists, right? Because you are a stickler for accuracy around climate issues.
That's right. And I think generally people trust scientists. Scientists are probably trusted more than lawyers or people like that, I'm sure. But I think it's important that we keep our credibility. And that's why it is essential for us never to exaggerate, never to hype, never to push the facts when we know things are not that way. So that's why I'm very, very vigilant about exaggeration and hype in the climate change arena. Because I think we have to be very careful not to lose our credibility.
Lastly, you wanted to take a moment today to talk about your role in saving this radio station. You really helped get the word out on your blog and convene public meetings even. Why did you go to the trouble of all that?
Well, being at the radio station for a while, I got to really love the people here. And I like the attitudes in terms of communication about not only facts, but also the musical side as well. But getting to a really important issue, I am so worried about the loss of media outlets, the loss of news outlets. I think it's so important in a democracy to be able to have various viewpoints presented to you. And by having less and less media outlets, I think that's a real danger for the future of our country. And so when I saw one of the major voices here in the Puget Sound region potentially being lost, I was very, very disturbed by that. And so for me, it was extraordinarily important to try to do whatever I could to save this radio station so this important voice was not lost.
Thank you, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Happy Chattiversary.
And you too.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. That's where this week you can also see Cliff talk more about why he does what he does. We produced a little video. And be sure to keep an eye on our Facebook page for animated explanations of common Northwest weather phenomena from Cliff. You can like and subscribe to our page at facebook.com/knkxfm. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.